Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Mike Connolly on Strategic Cast, where we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. And today I'm going to walk through a simple five-step process for you of how to go into a new market, whether you're starting a business or whether you've been in business or you are working for a very successful business already. Probably at some point, you will want to enter a new market, and this five-step process will get you there quickly, efficiently, and successfully. And so let's just dive in, shall we? So step one is you want to narrow the field to who it is that you will be serving. And in this case, let me just back up and say this whole process comes from sharing with a couple of mentees how to start their copywriting business. And so what I suggested was go through the possible list of businesses that they would like to serve and narrow the field down to three or more types of businesses. Okay, so you're going to go into a certain category. If you're going for local businesses, it would be, you know, narrow it down to and in this case, I'd also want to narrow it down to high ticket type products, because the services that they offer, the solutions that they can provide for the businesses that they want to serve, are going to be somewhat high ticket services. And so they would be best off serving higher ticket businesses. Does that make sense? Okay, so in this case, if you're serving local businesses, it would be things like dentistry, tree trimming, roofing, things like that. You know, you don't want to just try for a local, you know, yogurt shop or hairdresser. Nothing wrong with those businesses. They're wonderful businesses. But for someone who is offering higher ticket services, such as copywriting, that probably wouldn't be the very best way to go. And so then the second step is identify how your solution can be recognized by them as a solution. In other words, one of the problems, again, just referring back to where I suggested this process for a couple of mentees, in their instance, the term copywriting or to be a copywriter usually suggests the wrong thing to most small business owners. They really don't even know what that means. They think of it in terms of intellectual property, patenting, you know, things like that. And so you need to interpret what it is that you offer in language and in terminology and in concepts that your prospects will understand. Okay, so if it is, let's go back to the example of a tree trimmer. One of their big challenges is typically going to be finding and having a regular supply of new customers to serve. And so the terminology they might be familiar with would be, lead generation. It could be traffic to their website. It could be more sales, things like that. Those kinds of terms are going to be familiar with them. And the only way that you get to understand what that is by doing your research. So that actually brings us to the next step, which is Google is your friend. Go out and look at, first of all, go to pull up a Google page and type in whatever your service is, and then the word for, F-O-R, and then whatever vertical it is that you choose to serve. So again, in this case, it could be, as I suggested to the folks that I was sharing this with, who are copywriters, instead of copywriting, they probably would be better off talking about something like marketing. It's a fairly broad term, but it makes more sense to folks that would be buying their services. So they would type in to Google marketing for, and then whatever the vertical would be. So let's say dentists. And then that should give you a pretty good idea of what else is out there in the market. You can learn a lot from your competitors, your possible competitors. Of course, you're going to find some way to take everything that they're doing, compile that into a list, and see how you can make it maybe just a little bit better or even a lot better. And in any case, it'll be completely unique to you. So that's your first step, is do the research through Google. I would also recommend going to sites like Reddit and start exploring there what people in that industry or that particular niche that you intend to serve are talking about. What are their complaints? What are the problems that they have? And then that should give you some ideas of things you can solve for them. Do the same on Facebook with Facebook groups. Facebook groups, you can be a little more interactive rather than Reddit, where you're probably going to be lurking more. In a Facebook group, you can reach out to people and say, hey, you know, what kind of problems are you having in this area? Or, you know, what have you done to solve this? Or if you were thinking about solving this, what would you do? You know, type of thing. You can ask questions like that on Facebook. And then finally, go look for forums in your area. So if you are planning to, let's say you want to bring printing services to attorneys, then you would go to a, again, to run a Google search for forums for attorneys, right? So that would then take you to various places where attorneys are talking about some of the issues they have. And you might narrow that down by what your particular solution could be. So in the case of, let's say if it was printing, then you would look for, you know, things like, you know, printing is probably going to be more under the broad category of marketing. So maybe look for various threads that have to do with marketing and so forth. So does that all make sense so far? Okay, so great. Now you've got an idea of the problems that your prospective clients and customers have. Let's go to step three. And what you will do in step three is take the solutions that you figured out based on your research and start putting that in front of prospects. So if you're selling to businesses, LinkedIn is probably going to be your happy hunting ground. Well, I don't know, maybe happy hunting ground means something different. It's going to be a great place for you to, it's one of the best places online for you to look for the prospects and the customers that you would like to serve. And so with LinkedIn, the key is, first of all, I would suggest using the paid version, not the free version. The free version will get you somewhere, but the paid version, it has much more functionality to it that you can use. It allows you to segment and pull up lists based on filters. So it really will save you much more time than it would be worth trying to, you know, probably much more than the money you would save by not going with a paid version. So I'd go with the paid version on LinkedIn. That's an excellent place to start, especially if you're focused on businesses. If you're going more direct to consumers, then what you would probably want to do is start looking at various Facebook groups. And depending on which industry you're in, there could be other social media, you know, maybe even some of the newer things like TikTok, Clubhouse, Twitter, of course, things like that could be good sources for you to start reaching out to the type of clientele and customers that you would like to serve. So once you have that, step three is you're going to, now that you have an offer, basically what you're going to be doing is you've got a solution, you would craft that into an offer that you can provide for folks. So again, let's go back to the instance of, as an example, a hypothetical example would be tree trimmers who need more leads to sell their services to. You could offer to provide web services that would generate more leads for tree trimmers, that type of thing. So you take that offer and you are going to now go out onto these media and start connecting with people who could possibly use your services, and you're going to start helping them. So, which takes us into step four, which is where we build relationships. So in step four, what we're doing is we're not spamming people with an offer. First step is we invite people to make a connection with us, and then we share some useful content with us. On LinkedIn, again, you have the opportunity to post an article, and in that article, you can share some of the concepts that will be helpful to people who you want to serve, and it at the end or the conclusion or at various points in the article, you can offer to help them. You can say, you know, if you would like assistance with this, let's book a 15-minute phone call and provide them with a way to do that. Send it to your Calendly link or however else you might be able to connect with them. And so the key here is start building relationships, cultivate, nurture those relationships naturally. You know, it's not like you're trying to push something on people. What you're really offering to do is to help them solve a problem once you've kind of identified that in the conversation that you would have with them. And if there is a good fit, and if it seems like it's worthwhile having a more solution-based conversation, you can invite them to a longer phone call or Zoom or, you know, video conference where you would actually work through some type of issue with them to help them solve that problem. And then during that conversation, you could present your solution that could be more of a higher ticket service that then they could take advantage of. That is step four. So step five is, and really that's kind of moving into step five, which is where now you're actually helping them. So at the conclusion, or, you know, once you've solved a problem for them during this 45-minute strategy session, ask if they'd like more help. Some will, some won't. It is a numbers game. And the more conversations you have, the more sales you will close. So that's it. That's pretty much the five-step process. So just let's recap. And by the way, one thing is, once you've done all of those steps, you can start putting together standard operating procedures. You can document what you've done at each step and hire people to help you do that, so that you have more of a business and less of a job, actually. And so let's recap exactly what that is. We're going to narrow the field, create a compelling offer, put in front of prospects, take calls, and close deals. And that's it. It's kind of like anything else in life. The more you do, the better you get. And the better you get, of course, the more deals you close, the more money you'll make. So there you have it. I hope you found this helpful. Please don't forget to subscribe, download this episode, share it with a friend. The more you engage, the better content we can deliver for you. Thanks for listening. Let's talk again soon.